Text for our sermon this Easter morning, that gospel reading from Matthew 28, especially these words. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, comes the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So far, our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen
indeed.
Hallelujah.
This is the day of victory proclamation, isn't it? That victory is to be proclaimed in hell and on earth, everywhere. This is the day. The victory has been won already. It happened on the dark Good Friday as Jesus hung paying for the sins of all of us. The sins of all sinners were paid for there on that tree in his body. But who knew it? The devil thought he had won. The disciples had no clue what was going on. Now, after the Sabbath rest is completed, now victory is proclaimed. It must be, or we wouldn't know. Indeed, as Mary and the other Mary run to the tomb that morning, they find no Jesus. Where is he? He's in hell, proclaiming victory there. If you're able to go into the camp of your enemy and proclaim victory, you've won. Jesus has won. He's overturned the devil and his might. All of the devil's wiles and all of his tricks were not good enough. No, the devil was able to tempt Adam and Eve in the garden and all of us. But Jesus remained steadfast. The perfect sacrifice for us sinners upon the tree. And now victory is proclaimed. But imagine the devil's glee turning to dread as Jesus is there, physically before him, proclaiming that victory won. For it's not just Jesus' victory, it's yours and mine. Jesus died not for himself, but for you, to rescue you from the devil's kingdom and to bring you into his. You can imagine the devil's sadness and anger over all of that. But soon Jesus is back in the garden, greetings, proclaiming that good Easter victory to the women. And then, of course, in the upper room to the 10 disciples, peace be with you. And then on the Emmaus Road, talking with those two disciples as they go home, so dejected after Jesus got himself killed there in Jerusalem. Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart, not to believe all that the prophets have written. And Jesus began to tell them how all those things in the Old Testament connected to him and what he had done for them on the cross. Yes, today is the day of victory proclamation. That's why we worship on Sundays, to continue proclaiming that victory of Jesus Christ over sin, devil, and death. It's no different this morning. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Death has no hold on him. The victory has been won on Friday, and now it's made known in hell and on earth. We Christians know it, and we know it well. For we know our sins, they're ever before us. We know that we are not worthy of this great victory over sin, and yet it's ours as well. Easter is not just for Jesus, Easter is for you. For you who are a sinner. For you who need the grace and mercy of God. This is for you. Aren't those wonderful words? For you? And that's exactly what Easter is. It's for you. The forgiveness of sin that Jesus won for you upon the tree, that proclamation, that deliverance of victory comes to you today as you hear what Jesus did and you hear him declare to you that all of your sins, every last one, is forgiven, wiped away, expunged, erased. They are there no more. No more can the devil accuse you of your sins. No more, for you are forgiven because Jesus died for you. You are rescued from the devil's kingdom because you've been baptized into Christ. He came to you personally and gave you that gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation. As that simple water washed over you, Jesus took you from the devil's kingdom and made you his own dear child. What can the devil do to you now? He can make you suffer. He can tempt and try you in every way. But you are Jesus's today and forever. The devil can do nothing about that. This is for you. You heard it in the confession of sins. As we confessed who we were this morning, we received absolution from God himself. You receive it as you hear the scriptures telling you of all that Jesus has done for you. You hear it in the invocation as you are named again in your baptismal reality. And you receive it again in the supper. That meal that Jesus began on Maundy Thursday, that he gave to you that you would eat and drink and have exactly what he says you would, the forgiveness of sins. Yes, this Easter day is a day of victory proclamation, and we proclaim that victory by speaking of what Jesus has done, by hearing him in word, by receiving him in the sacraments, and by living in him day after day. This is what we do every Sunday, dear Christian. We gather together to proclaim that victory that Jesus has won for us over sin, devil, and death. That we would live out that victory in our lives. That everyone who looks at you would see that you are a redeemed child of God, forgiven, standing before God in innocence and purity this day and forevermore. That they would see the faith you have, and that they also would come and receive Jesus Christ and hear of his victory for them as well. This Easter day is as special as every other Easter, as special as that first one, and as special as every Sunday and every time we gather together, as Jesus comes among us to forgive our sins, to strengthen our faith, and to give us sinners the victory that he won for you over sin, devil, and death. It's yours. You are forgiven. In his name, amen.